A book review, The Divine Sabotage, an expository journey through Ecclesiastes. The author is Dan Loy, L-I-O-Y. The publishers are WIF and Stock Publishers. WIF is spelled W-I-P-F. It is located in Eugene, Oregon. And what does this book contain? Well, we look at the table of contents to get somewhat of an idea, and we come up with four chapters. The first chapter, the prologue, Life Appears Senseless and Useless. Chapter 2, Life is Filled with Pain and Paradox. Chapter 3, Experience Life to the Fullest Extent Possible. And Chapter 4, the epilogue, Revere God and Obey His Commandments. And now we go to the jacket of the book to get an idea of the scope of the book. The concept of divine sabotage is the starting point for this expository journey through Ecclesiastes. Dan Loy notes that on the one hand, God has set eternity in the human heart. Yet on the other hand, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. God has imposed limitations on the human race that undermine human efforts to look beyond the present, especially to understand the past, a probe into the future. Expressed differently, because people are creatures of time, their heavenly imposed finitude subverts their ability to fathom the eternal plan of God. The preceding observations help pinpoint why existence often seems vague, incongruous, and antithetical. People are left feeling confused, powerless, and frustrated. And somewhere along the way, they begin to ask what life is really all about. Solomon, who was Israel's wisest and most powerful king, also wrestled with these issues, and he recorded his observations and conclusions in the book of Ecclesiastes. Loy's objective, balanced, and affirming examination of Solomon's treatise indicates that the fundamental quality of life is divine by revering God and heeding His commandments. He notes that if human existence is likened to a cord made of three strands, it remains coherent and interconnected when God is at the center of one's inner world. At the core of one's understanding of the external world and the basis for the significance one derives from life. This volume is appropriate for personal study and is also suitable as a college and seminary textbook. And now we go within the text to get an idea of what we are being taught about Ecclesiastes. And I turn to chapter 2, Life is Filled with Pain and Paradox. The subtitle, The Limitations of All Human Endeavors. In the teacher's opening statement, of course the teacher is Solomon, he noted that apart from God, everything in life is absurd and futile. Then after illustrating this premise from creation, he shifted his attention to his personal experience. The latter, which included overseeing a wide range of projects and probing the depths of wisdom, were representative of all secular human endeavors. Solomon tried to find meaning in various ways. For example, through pleasure, work, prudence, success, and wealth. But in the end, he discovered that none of these outlets brought meaning to his life. In fact, regardless of the stellar nature of his attainments and insights, all of them were subverted by the onslaught of death. Throughout the prologue of Ecclesiastes, the teacher spoke in the third person. But starting with chapter 1, verse 12, and extending through chapter 12, verse 7, he shared his observations and conclusions in the first person. He began his extended autobiographical narrative by reiterating his status as king over Israel, with its capital in Jerusalem. Unlike his predecessors, he had the attitude, determination, and resources to investigate the riddles of life. This included a meticulous and methodical examination of all that is done under the heavens. The latter phrase is synonymous with under the sun. Thus, the world, with all its activities and conundrums, was the data that fueled Solomon's investigation. Admittedly, the latter was sociological and psychological more than physical in its analysis. Biblical wisdom provided the researcher with the theological and philosophical framework through which he used his mind to make sense of the material and immaterial aspects of existence. Chokhmah is the Hebrew noun translated wisdom, which Gordas, a theologian, defines as realistic approach to a problem of life. This includes all the practical skills and technical arts of civilization. In addition to handling matters skillfully, biblical wisdom exercises sound judgment and applies the truths of Scripture to one's conduct. Divine prudence guides the believer to live in an upright, virtuous, and well-pleasing manner. The wise person is committed to God, devoted to His will, and obedient to His word. There are numerous facets of wisdom that merit listening. There is an intellectual dimension in which sublime truths are taught, and an ethical dimension in which such virtues as righteousness, justice, and equality are commended. Wisdom stresses the importance of revering God and caring for the needy. God-given sagacity also indicates how one can lead a satisfying life. Scripture urges believers to embrace the wisdom of God and forsake the folly of the world. The prudent individual tends to enjoy a protective life, peace with the Lord, and spiritual joy. In contrast, the foolish person often reaps sorrow, emptiness, and death. The fruit of wisdom is far superior to gold and silver, and far more creative than anything humankind can produce. Those who appropriate the truths of God's word are pleasing to the Lord, while He condemns those who reject His wisdom. Although the contrast between the results of wisdom versus those of foolishness are generally accurate, there are always exceptions. There are times when godly, hard-working people do not thrive materially. Likewise, there are instances when lazy, deceitful people live with an abundance of material possessions. It is difficult to imagine the enormity of Quolibet's undertaking, which included fathoming God's eternal purposes. As the sage looked back on what he attempted, he concluded that God has placed on people a lifetime of toil that seemed arduous and irksome. Indeed, as the king pondered the gamut of secular human activity on earth, all that was accomplished proved to be senseless and useless. In fact, it was as absurd and futile as chasing the wind. And here we have a good excerpt from what is in the book of Ecclesiastes and how to interpret it. I find this, especially at the moment, very, very meaningful, because right now with the stock markets going up and down like a yo-yo and people wondering what the future is going to be, they put so much on this life.